RPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After Milton families returning after evacuations in Florida, not knowing if they'll have a home to return to. On Siesta Key, the Toll family's house still standing, but their roof severely damaged. Lee said he expected to see much worse.
We really were expecting to see the whole place just gone, but to come home and also find four of the units completely missing their roofs wasn't exactly pleasant either.
Across Florida this morning, 1.6 million customers are without power. 3 weeks until Election Day, former President Trump campaigning in Aurora, Colorado last night, claiming a violent Venezuelan gang had taken over an apartment complex in the Colorado city and blamed Vice President Kamala Harris for the influx of Venezuelans.
She has had them resettled beautifully into your community to prey upon innocent American citizens. That's what they're doing. And no place is it more evident than right here.
The Aurora Police Department and the city's Republican mayor called Trump's claims grossly exaggerated.
Now, this news update upon Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The presidential campaign is entering its final weeks, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will be back in Wisconsin next week. The Democratic vice presidential candidate will stop in Eau Claire and Green Bay on Monday. Prison time for a fatal shooting outside a Madison bar. 25-year-old Caleb DiMaggio was sentenced Thursday to 18 years in prison in the shooting death of 44-year-old Jason Pritchard of Madison in May of 2023. The president of a Janesville recycling company feels blindsided by more than $200,000 in fines by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration this week. Universal Recycling Technologies President Ken Thomas says his company has been working with OSHA for close to 20 months to get in compliance. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s. Slight chance of an afternoon shower. For tonight, becoming clear with a low of 41. For Sunday, partly sunny and windy with a high near 58. Sunday night, scattered showers, a low of 35. For Monday, sunshine and 54. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 49.
I'm in no hurry, I can take my time, oh, woman.
Ba-ba-la-la, ba-ba-la.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and let's spend the night together with the Rolling Stones to kick off another hour of your favorites from the 60s and 70s. Kevin Kellogg, about 6 minutes after 7, and getting the requests rolling in. The Farm, and is, since they're shorthanded today, they need some more songs to get them going this morning. So we got a couple of them coming up for them. We're going to do a little Beatles, and we're going to do some David Bowie. Going out for Mike and Jordan this morning on The Farm on 99.7 Max FM.
Stay out tonight.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Rebel Rebel from David Bowie, and before that, the Beatles, and I Want to Hold Your Hand, going out for Mike and Jordan on the farm this morning. Aaron's back on the text line, 608-355-9970 for the Eagles, and Already Gone on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday, the 60s and 70s.
Cause I'm all
the 60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM and Already Gone. That is from the Eagles. Going out for Aaron this morning off the text line. 608-355-9970. Coming up, we'll take a look at musical birthdays and musical history. We got your weekend weather. High school football scores from last night along with other sports, including Wisconsin Badger and Green Bay Packer news. And we'll let you know that the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market's on the Courthouse Square today from 8 until 12:30. There's a craft show at the Baraboo High School with lots of vendors and food trucks benefiting the track and cross-country teams. That's from 9 to 3 today. Prairie restoration at the former Badger Army Ammunition Plant from 9 to noon. Friends of Devil's Lake State Park volunteer work day from 9 until noon. The annual gathering of Ruffians and Rogues, a Renaissance Fair at Circus World Museum, today and tomorrow from 10 until 5. It's the Culver Community Park's 4th Annual Parktoberfest in Sauk. That's got live music and food trucks from 4 until 9 today. Haunted Baraboo Walk tonight at 7, beginning on Oak Street. And on Sunday, a couple of events, like the Reedsburg VFW Post 1916, having a buffet breakfast from 8 until noon, and a festival at the fairgrounds with a car show and kids games and food at the Sauk County Fairgrounds from 11 until 3:30 on Sunday. So something for everyone.
Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling polished and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Back Road Baraboo Motors cares. For any vehicle sold throughout the month of October, a donation will be made to SSM Health to help cover cancer screenings for women. Also, cancer survivors can save an additional $500 on any vehicle they purchase at Back Road Baraboo Motors throughout October. Cancer touches everyone's life. And Back Road Baraboo Motors at 640 Wisconsin Highway 136 in Baraboo cares about their community. Find out more at baraboomotors.com.
Max FM Sports.
Looking at high school football from around the area last night in a game you heard right here on 99.7 Max FM. On Alaska, shut out Baraboo 42-0. It was Sauk Prairie shutting out Stoughton 34-0. Reedsburg defeated Toma 37-16. Portage over Lakeside Lutheran 42-13. And Wisconsin Dells defeated Mauston 35-21.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Good Morning. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with college football, where the Wisconsin Badgers go on the road this morning to take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. The Badgers coming off a big bounce-back victory, knocking off Purdue 52-6 last Saturday. Well, the Scarlet Knights enter after suffering their first loss of the season a week ago, 14-7 on the road at Nebraska. For Badgers offensive coordinator Phil Longo, the success for the offense starts up front with the line.
So I always say, you know, as much as we enjoy all these skill guys, the offense is only as good as the offensive line. You know, and that holds true for the run game and for the passing game. You know, and we did a good job on both fronts Saturday. And so it gave Braden ample time to make some throws, and it opened some holes for some of these backs.
The 3-2 Badgers, the 4-1 Scarlet Knights, kickoff from Piscataway, New Jersey this morning is set for 11 a.m. On to the pros, for the Green Bay Packers getting set for their day tomorrow, hosting the Arizona Cardinals. Wide receiver Romeo Dobbs spoke to the media for the first time yesterday after being suspended for a week, explaining that he had some things mentally going on that he had to take care of, and that's the reason why he missed a practice before the suspension.
I had some things going on mentally. I do not feel comfortable getting too deep into that, but just, you know, you guys hearing it from me, there's some things I have going on for myself, and I did my best communicating, and I'm just thankful that, you know, that I'm here right now, you know, able to still play ball.
The Pack come into the matchup at 3-2. The Cardinals come in at 2-3. Kickoff from Lambeau tomorrow set for 12 noon. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s. Slight chance of an afternoon shower. For tonight, becoming clear with a low of 41. For Sunday, partly sunny and windy with a high near 58. Sunday night, scattered showers, a low of 35. For Monday, sunshine and 54. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 49.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s. On Tuesday, the 8th day of October, George Bellamy, rhythm guitarist for the Tornadoes, celebrated his 83rd birthday. It's the Tornadoes and Telstar 99.7 Max FM. Guitarist George Bellamy celebrated his 83rd birthday on Tuesday. And we find guitarist Ray Royer from Procol Harum celebrated his 79th birthday on Tuesday. How about Conquistador on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s.
Conquistador, your stallion stands in need of company. And like some angel's haloed brow, you reek of purity. I see your armor plated breast has long since lost a sheen. And in your deathmatch face, there are no signs which can be seen. Though I hope for something to find, I can see no place to unwind. Twisted door, a vulture sits upon your silver sheen. Your rusty scabbard now, the sand has taken seed. And though your jewel and crusted blade has not been lost there, she has washed the grass and faith taken of its spell. Though I hope for something to find, I can see no.
The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Procol Harum and Conquistador from 1972. And we find that Ray Royer, guitarist, celebrated his 79th birthday on Tuesday. Sheila Ferguson from the Three Degrees celebrated her 77th birthday on Tuesday. And When Will I See You Again? 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s.
Share precious moments.
the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. When will I see you again? From the 3 Degrees featuring Sheila Ferguson, celebrating her 77th birthday on Tuesday. And we find Tony Wilson from Hot Chocolate, celebrates his 77th birthday also on Tuesday.
Sex a thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sex a thing.
The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, you sexy thing. Hot Chocolate featuring Tony Wilson, celebrating his 77th birthday back on Tuesday. 7:38 on your Saturday morning, about 48 degrees as we continue some musical birthdays. We find Hamish Stewart, one of the original members, guitarist, bassist, and singer with the Average White Band, celebrated his 75th birthday Tuesday. So let's cut the cake. Down, 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 yeah. the 60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM cut the cake with the Average White Band featuring Hamish Stewart, one of the original members of the group. He turned 75 Tuesday. Got to see him in concert last year when I saw Ringo Starr in the All-Star Band. He performed that and Pick Up the Pieces, and he still can rock things out. We're going to stay a little funky for you this morning because Robert Cool Bell from Cool and the Gang celebrates his 74th birthday back on Tuesday as we do a little Hollywood swinging on 99.7 Max FM. The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Hollywood swinging from Cool in the Gang, as we find Robert Cool Bell celebrated his 74th birthday back on Tuesday. Also, we find this week in 1976, Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band went to number one with a fifth of Beethoven. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Number one this week in 1976, the fifth of Beethoven with the Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band. It's 7:48. Want to get a song request in? 608-355-9970. That's how you can do that this morning. We've got a look at our community calendar coming up. We'll also take a look at your weekend weather on the way.
All aboard.
It's time for Pumpkin Train. Every Saturday and Sunday at the Riverside and Great Northern Railway in Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy the beautiful fall colors, and all kids 12 and under get a free pumpkin with the ride. Make sure to buy your tickets today at DellsTrain.com. A beautiful 2 mile scenic train ride the whole family is sure to love. Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4. Get your tickets online now at DellsTrain.com, and we'll see you on the Pumpkin Train.
All aboard!
It is time for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm and savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberries, cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkins, squash, and more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider, donuts, turnovers, and so much more. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. They are open 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank.
It's time once again for Parktoberfest. This fourth annual event will be happening at the Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. This is on Saturday, October 12th from 4 until 9 p.m. Beer Garden will be running during that time. There'll be a meat raffle at 8:30, food trucks from 4 until 9 as well, kids games from 4 until 7 p.m., and then live music by Lights Out Band. That's going to be from 5 until 8:30. Again, this fourth annual Parktoberfest will be taking place on Saturday, October 12th, 4 until 9 p.m. at the new Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. And join the Portage Fire and Police Departments for their 35th annual Fire Prevention and Crime Prevention Open House. This also takes place on Saturday the 12th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Also on Saturday, October 12th, the Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be hosting a volunteer work day. You can find all the details by visiting the Facebook page of Friends of Devil's Lake. This will be taking place from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. Again, detail with all the description of the activities as well as the location to meet will be found on Facebook.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s. Slight chance of an afternoon shower. For tonight, becoming clear with a low of 41. For Sunday, partly sunny and windy with a high near 58. Sunday night, scattered showers, a low of 35. For Monday, sunshine and 54. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 48 at our studios.
Oh, how you try.
99.7 Max FM, Walk Like a Man. That is from the Four Seasons. 7:55 with Kevin Kellogg, and we've got a look at the news coming up next. Also, check your weekend weather on the way. Aaron was back on the text line, 608-355-9970. That's how you can make a song request this morning. And he needs a little CCR, and Someday Never Comes on 99.7 Max FM.
By the hand, saying someday you'll understand. Well, I'm here to tell you now that you never mother's son. You better learn it back, you better learn it young, cause someday it never comes. The time and tears went by, and I collected. Oh, there were many things I didn't know. When Daddy went away, he said, try to be a man, and someday you'll understand. Son was born to me. Mama held his hand, saying, someday you'll understand.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Floridians returning to their homes or what's left of them, wading through flooded streets and Milton's trail of destruction. Matthew Shorner evaluating what was left of his third-generation farm and restaurant.
Everything's gone. Only thing standing is the main part of the restaurant, the first floor of the packing house.
With back-to-back hurricanes, Helene and then Milton, FEMA Administrator Dion Criswell appealing to Congress for more funding before it runs out. Boeing announcing major job cuts as the company is still dealing with striking workers. The company now plans to cut about 17,000 jobs
Boeing hasn't shown a profit since 2018. Former President Trump campaigning in Aurora, Colorado, making what the mayor